It is clear from the words of Christ that Judgment Day is coming. And Judgment Day is, no doubt, a very serious thing to consider. Very serious subject matter here, because after Judgment Day, there's no turning back. There's no more second chances. All souls will go to either one of two places, heaven or hell. And they're both for eternity. One is everlasting joy, the other is everlasting punishment. And so there will be no more time to reconsider things or reevaluate things. No more time to change. So the Bible says, now is the time to reconsider. Now is the day of salvation, not tomorrow. And so by the aid of God's Holy Spirit, today we cast out whatever is offensive to God. We repent of our sins and we rely on God's grace, His mercy, His forgiveness in Christ. The Bible says, if we confess our sins, God is faithful to forgive us our sins, to cleanse us from all unrighteousness, whatever those sins may be. Judgment Day is certainly coming, and by God's grace, we are ready. We are prepared for that day with repentance and faith in Christ. But we must confess that even the most faithful can be tempted to feel some anxiety. Even the most faithful can be tempted to question, to doubt, and to say, well, what if? What if I lose my faith? What if I fall away from Christ before that day? Our comfort is that faith is not something that we create, and it's not something that we sustain by our own reason or strength, but the Holy Ghost, God's Spirit, calls us by the gospel. He keeps us in that one true and saving faith. Well, how? By the Word of God. By the comfort of God's Word. But what comfort? Because we're told to comfort one another with these words. But what words? The words that Christ has died. And He has risen. And He says, because I live, you will live too. Meaning, He has done everything needful for us to be saved. He says, simply believe, and thou shalt be saved. Faith comes by hearing. Hearing by this Word of God. He promises to keep us, sustain us until our very last day, our very last moment, by His promise, by His Spirit. Judgment Day is coming. In the book of Peter, we learn that everything will be burned. Everything. We hear all about this fire and brimstone also with the story of Sodom and Gomorrah. Those two cities being completely burned up. And the flood as well. The flood destroying everything and everyone but eight souls. And it's easy for us to start focusing on the negative only. But let us not forget the positive. Judgment Day is coming, but for the believers in Jesus Christ, Judgment Day has already come and gone. Judgment Day came when the Lord laid on His Son the iniquity, the sins of us all. Judgment Day came when the Son of God was forsaken of His Father on the cross. Judgment Day went when Jesus said, "From the cross, it is finished." He did enough. We're not saved by our own faithfulness, but the faithfulness of God's Son. He keeps us faithful. He continues to draw us in by His word, by His promise. "Come to me, believe in me. All things are now ready. Simply come, believe, and thou shalt be saved." For the believer in Christ, Judgment Day has already come and gone. Scripture says clearly, there is no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. How can that be? Because Jesus already embraced the condemnation we deserve. He was already forsaken of the Father. He said, "Father, forgive them." All is forgiven through Christ. This is the hidden kingdom of which Jesus speaks. It's a hidden kingdom because it's hidden within your heart, within your soul, received through faith alone, by the Word of God alone. Even those who witnessed the crucifixion of Christ, even those who saw Him after He had risen, they could not see sins being forgiven. They couldn't see that happening. But they did hear Jesus say, "Father, forgive them." Meaning they had the exact same opportunity that we have today to hear, to believe by God's Spirit working through the Word of God. The scribes and Pharisees practically begged Jesus to show them another sign. "Perform for us, Jesus. Prove you're the Son of God." But we walk by faith, not by sight. Jesus says, "The kingdom of God comes not with observation. Neither shall they say, 'Lo here, lo there.' Behold, the kingdom of God is within you." Even as God's Spirit has chosen to make His home in you. "Know ye not that ye are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwells within you?" Perhaps we've thought before that if only they could see a great miracle, they too would believe. If only some other saw Noah's Ark or saw someone rising from the dead, if they saw some great miracle, then they would repent and believe. But the Bible says clearly, faith comes by hearing. Hearing by the Word of God. As far as a great miracle, Jesus Himself says, "If they hear not Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded, though one rose from the dead." Judgment Day is coming. The biggest problem by far today is, who cares? Who cares? As long as I have my earthly things, my earthly relationships, my earthly money, earthly good times, who cares? As it was in the days of Noah and Lot, so shall it be in the day when the Son of Man is revealed. Before the great flood, before the destruction of Sodom and Gomorrah, life was business as usual, selling and buying, working and playing. Of course, there's nothing wrong with those things. But notice the lack of care for spiritual things. The lack of care for repentance and faith. They had their earthly things all right. They had their reward. But where was the faith in God's word? Where was the turning to God in repentance and seeking forgiveness? Where was it? They didn't care. Noah preached repentance. Judgment day is coming. The wrath of God is coming. And their response was, who cares? I'll take from you, God, all right. I'll take every earthly advantage you want to give me. I'll take and take. But when it comes to being faithful to you, following your word, repenting of my sins, no thanks. I'll do what I want. Thank you very much. This is the characteristic that Christ says will precede the last day. Indifference. Who cares? And if there's one thing people do care about today, it's don't judge me. That's the ultimate crime today. Anything goes, but don't judge me. Don't pass judgment. More and more, what used to be immoral is now accepted. Because who are we to judge, after all? The problem is that judgment day is coming, whether people like it or not. And Jesus says clearly, except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. The good news is that he continues to call us by the gospel. He keeps knocking on the door of our heart, saying, come to me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. And we do find rest unto our souls. For he gives us that true freedom from the power of sin and death. His goodness, God's grace, his mercy in Jesus Christ continues to lead us to repentance. He continues to offer us that freedom from sin. And there's no strings attached. Just his unconditional love and forgiveness. And he keeps inviting us and calling us, knocking on that door of our heart by his word, by his spirit, believing in him, relying on him, his word, we do find rest and peace unto our soul, and we will inherit everlasting life through faith in Christ. May he continue to strengthen us and keep us in that one true and saving faith. In Jesus' name, amen. Now may the peace of God that passeth all understanding keep our hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen.